This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, December 30th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. There are 2,339 minutes left in this year. Then 2024 will offer us a fresh start. It's time now to reflect on our life, on where we are, and where we would like to be in the future. Many of us ring in the new year with promises to ourselves, new year resolutions. It's not quite a to-do list, but rather a to-be list. We set goals for personal growth and self-improvement, and we hope to attain them. History credits the Babylonians with making the first annual resolutions as part of a 12-day ceremony. If they paid off their debts and honored their ruler, they would be rewarded with good favor. Now, it's about 4,000 years later, and we're still resolving to make this new year a better one. Apparently, the 10 most common new year resolutions are exercise more, lose weight, get organized, learn a new skill or hobby, live life to the fullest, save money, spend less, get out of debt, quit smoking, spend more time with family and friends, travel more, read more. Unfortunately, studies reveal that just 19% of us will keep some of our resolutions, and only 7% will keep all of them. Most of us will give up by mid-March. There's actually a day designated as Quitter's Day for those of us who set a resolution and don't stick to it. It's the second Friday of January, a second chance day, a day to restart our resolutions once we've stopped. As we step into 2024, we have an opportunity to turn a page on our past, to take the lessons we've learned and go forward. And we can work on being a new me. We can set our goals and put ourselves on a path to success. We can make promises to ourselves and our dreams to achieve our goals. Once again, it's essential to remember wishing and hoping aren't enough. We must act for our resolutions to become the person we wish to be in 2024. We all will have 366 days, it's a leap year, to live our best and make our days what we wish. Research has shown that there is a strategy we can use to succeed and keep our resolutions. We can set realistic, smaller goals that move us forward to our bigger dreams. Small, successful steps forward will energize us and keep us on track. We can adopt the buddy system and find someone who is either going to share our goal or is willing to keep us accountable and motivated. We also can set specific goals. For example, rather than resolve to get fit, we can resolve to walk X number of minutes a day or so many days a week. And we can write it down on our calendar and then check it off as we go on. New Year resolutions need us to strategize so we can build up to our goals. Good habits take time to create. We need not aspire to perfection. When we stumble and fall off the wagon we've put ourselves on, it's good to be flexible and kind to ourselves. So, for example, if we set a goal to work out 3 times a week and miss a day or two, no need to stop and abort our resolution. Rather, take a breath, climb back on board, and move on at a rate that works for us. Little steps add up, and our efforts to change can become lifelong good habits. They don't develop overnight. A study found that it takes 66 days to form a new habit. So each of us can cut ourselves some slack. If and when we don't achieve and maintain a perfect score, we can resolve to stick to our resolutions and make them our reality in the course of 2024. None of us have to do it alone. We can lean on others for support. Remember our buddies in our New Year resolution journey? They can help us keep on track, motivate us, and cheer us on. Here, the From a Woman's Perspective team will be glad to share their knowledge and experience each Saturday in 2024. And throughout the year, if you wish to call on us, all you have to do is ask, and we will be glad to share what we know and make this a year that you have a coach and a helper to get through and make your resolutions a reality. Today, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, Christine, the health coach. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, financial planning and investment management advice from Ron Fox of GlidePath Portfolio Services. We'll speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor too. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of GlidePath Portfolio Services. It's a registered portfolio management firm here to guide us about financial planning and investment management advice. So good morning, Ron, and welcome back to From a Woman's Perspective.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn.
And what are we talking about today? There's a new year just on the horizon. You've started giving us information about financial planning and telling us how everything can be tailored to us and be personal. So what's your word for us today just before we start a new year?
Well, you know what? I thought it would be appropriate today, Marilyn, to talk about New Year's resolutions. And despite all of the great intentions that we have, why do so many of them fall off the radar after a month? It's human nature, right? And I thought, well, you know what? What a good platform to use to talk about the value of coaching. And as human beings, coaching is part of what gets us to where we want to go individually and collectively. It often is the accountability structure that keeps us on track. You know, it doesn't matter if you're, for example, in recreational sports, if you're in a men's or women's tennis league. Some days you just don't feel like going out and playing, but it's your sense of social accountability to the others on your team, in your league, who want to see you and you appreciate their friendship, that kind of gets you there. So, you know, we as human beings, we don't live in isolation from each other. We are social beings. We survived as a species because of our interdependence. And that is very much at play when you work with different professionals. In our case, financial professionals, both financial planners and investment managers. So the coach, if we look at the financial planner role, often that coach will, it's not so much about what they do to help you financially. It's often so much more about what they do to get you to do the things that help yourself get to where you want to be financially. And you know, an example is we all have so many things to do every day, day in, day out. And some of those task items that, you know, have to do with taking care of your financial house, they sometimes are at the bottom of that list and keep getting pushed off day in, day out. Well, that's where your financial coach comes in, your financial planner. They are the leader that gets you to your own Super Bowl, which is coming up in a few weeks. So anyway, I just thought it was a good context to share just some information about the value of advice and that having that financial planner in your life rather than trying to do it yourself. And thought it would be worth a mention today. And as you know, at GlidePath Portfolio Services, we love our financial planner partners. They are the client coaches, and we're there as the specialist to support implementing their investment management plans.
And as I understand it, when people have multi-millions, it's a given that they have a financial planner, that they have a portfolio service in place, and basically they get the red carpet service. And you started your firm so every person could be that person on the red carpet, regardless of how much they've invested. And now you've put this idea of we as a client, part of a team that has a financial planner as our coach, so that when we want to win the game, they'll help us over the hump so we can score and be happy at the end of the time. So if someone wants to talk to you about the financial planning and the investment managers and how you work and how they could maybe join that team and make their money work successfully for them, how do we reach you?
Well, by all means, please call me. You can reach me directly at 647-499-6561, extension 101, or you can email me at zoomer@myglidepath.com, and our website is myglidepath.com. So we'd be delighted to hear from you, and I can direct you to the right professionals that specializes in your context. People in all different stages at life have different financial planning needs and different corresponding investment management needs for their accounts. Some may be in a growth mode and others are in more income withdrawal mode. And we can tailor a bespoke solution working with your financial planner that's right for you while keeping it confident, comfortable so you can sleep at night with personal professional care.
I love the idea that it's personal and caring and that you have a team that has a vast amount of experience in different areas so that each person can get the right kind of coaching to achieve and win in their own lives. So the number again is 647-499-6561. Extension 101. The contact information is on the website marylands.ca. There's a link there to the website myglidepath.com. And if you have questions, Ron is there to answer them. And once the answers are comfortable, you are empowered to make your own informed decisions, but you will have a coach that will make sure that you stay on your game, in your game, and win at the end. Ron, thank you for sharing more of GlidePath Portfolio Services ideas, because it'll take a while for us to understand them all. It's such a huge concept. But the idea of personal service and a conversation with you appeals to me, and I think it'll appeal with our listeners throughout the province. The number again, Ron?
Number is 647-499-6561, extension 101. And I wish everybody out there a happy new year and all the best for a great 2024. Thank you, Marilyn.
And I know if GlidePath and Ron have anything to do with it, we will have a successful year and money in our pockets. I look forward to exploring the world of financial planning and investment management with you, Ron, in 2024. Thanks for this weekly education.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's my honor and privilege, Marilyn.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we're coming to the end of 2023, and it's been a busy year for lots of people, including myself. And maintaining a good balance between work, life, and family and other commitments is really crucial for our mental well-being during the holiday season, but really all year round. So it's really important to take care of ourselves, and because if we don't do that, we don't have enough energy to give to others. So I wanted to focus on a couple of tips to help us take care of each other and ourselves. The first tip is really maintaining a healthy and consistent bedtime routine. So, of course, New Year's Eve, obviously we're going to be staying up a little bit late, but being well-rested is really one of the best gifts you can give yourself. So try to reduce screen time, caffeine, sugar intake in the hours before bedtime. And sleeping in a cool, clean, and dark room is also beneficial for a restful sleep. Setting healthy boundaries is really an important thing to do during the holidays because we all want to please our friends and families, but it's really important not to stretch ourselves too thin. And that includes not just during the holidays, because sometimes we overdo ourselves and then come January, we kind of crash. So really pacing ourselves during the holidays is important. And the last thing is really practicing mindfulness and gratitude. The holidays, unfortunately, don't always bring joy. Sometimes it comes along with feelings of guilt, loneliness, and stress. So shifting our mindset to a position of gratitude can really help mitigate some of these feelings when they come up. So you really want to enjoy the meals that you get to eat with company, with your family. And sometimes I recommend with my patients to keep a journal or a gratitude journal, actually. So it's been shown to help greatly reduce stress levels, especially during the holiday season when you write things down. So certainly lots of different tips people can use. And if they have any questions, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001. My website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Anyone listening who wishes to approach their health naturally, it has a complimentary consultation by phone or in person with Dr. Betty Rosendahl. One call gets you started. 905-707-2001. That's Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. 905-707-2001. You can't go wrong when you do things naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Marilyn, and I wish you all a happy new year.
Thank you.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To admit one is not as perfect as one would like to be is difficult, but it's the necessary first step on a path to correct whatever we feel needs to be addressed. Each of us fare far better when we hear our best. To explain how we can look after our ears and get help to hear well when we need it, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund, and Happy New Year shortly.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wish you guys a Happy New Year as well. So, perfection. Perfection is a dream. We usually fall short and often become disappointed with ourselves when we aim at perfection. Often, this stops progress. Now, a simpler approach is much more attainable. I aim to be better than I was yesterday. I try and learn something new, take more steps throughout the day, or push myself just that little bit more to achieve a bigger win. Small wins over a length of time become a collective large win. People become hard of hearing over a length of time, which is quite often several years. It happens quite slowly, but eventually it becomes noticeable. We see different types of people who act very differently towards their hearing loss. There are the ones who act quickly and get treatment as soon as possible. And then there are the ones who will wait nearly a decade before they even consider treatment. Naturally, people feel their hearing loss very differently. This has to do with their social activity levels. The more active someone is, means that they will feel their hearing loss more significantly. Getting hearing aids can often be life-changing for people who are severely hard of hearing. But for those who have mild to moderate hearing loss, their experience might not be as dramatic. In either case, stimulating the brain with sounds again is the right action. If a hard of hearing person is left untreated, the brain will adapt to not depend on the ears to function. The eyes are the next best source of information. People left untreated will feel their world becomes smaller. They will often withdraw themselves from social interactions and become less talkative. Over time, the brain will not trust information from the ears because it knows that the information has become unreliable. Treating someone with hearing loss is the most effective way to help someone become their best self. It allows the person to become aware of their environment, hear things at a distance, and be aware of their direction, but also become immersed in conversations where they could have been left out. Hearing is one of our most important senses, and we should do whatever we can to protect it. But when wear and tear has happened, we should do what we can to treat it. Getting started is easy. Booking a hearing assessment and starting a conversation. Make self-care one of your small wins for 2024.
Well, Edmund, you share a story, and every time you talk, I always remember my mother, may she rest in peace, Pola, because I thought she was such a great listener. She used to always nod and smile, but very rarely took a part in our conversations. It turned out she had profound hearing loss, and when she did get hearing aids, the world changed for all of us. She could exchange her stories and listen and participate in conversations, and it was a whole different world. So yes, hearing tests are important, and I'm glad that you're offering them. An intensive hearing test from you is possible in the new year?
Absolutely. Yep. You just need to make an appointment, and we'll take care of the rest.
And basically, you deal with every company that makes hearing aids, so it's not a matter of just getting one kind of thing. It's getting the right thing, and that's what you're all about. So if someone wants to visit you, you have two locations. Where are they?
So we have two locations in Toronto. One is at 702 Coxwell Avenue, which is located at Danforth and Coxwell, right by the Coxwell subway station. The other location is in Scarborough at the Parkway Mall, which is located at Victoria Park and Ellesmere. This location is our accessible location. So if you have a walker or wheelchair, that is definitely the place you need to be.
So Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto has two locations to serve us. And basically, anyone who wants a hearing test or wants hearing aids addressed so that they work properly and you wear them in your ears instead of carrying them in your pocket, best thing to do is plan a visit. Remember the name Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. And Edmund, the number to call for an appointment?
The best number to reach us is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Self-care is important. It's the beginning of 2024 in a few days. Make sure that 2024 is a rich one for you, where you can hear the stories, participate in conversations, and be confident that you're hearing your best. A hearing test is a good start. Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. You always share good advice and information, and our ears and hearing are so important to what we live, to how we live our lives. Thanks again.
Thank you, Marilyn.
There's a new year ahead, And if you don't want to live it alone and you're ready to meet someone new, then know that Cupid exists here on From a Woman's Perspective. And her name is Linda Miller. Her company is Misty River Introductions. And she has a success rate of over 75% for people over 70. Age isn't a barrier. All you have to do is ask your questions and find that right person with the help of Cupid, Linda Miller. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have a similar conversation with a lot of people, and I've had it, you know, doing this for 30 years. I must have done it, had the conversation probably 5,000 times. But anyway, I had a lovely woman come in, and her name was Ellen, and she sent me pictures of herself when we were doing the interview. And she said, you know, people often take me for 40, and she happened to be 60, so she looked very, very youthful. And she said, I'd really like to meet somebody younger. I'd like to meet a younger man. And she is very youthful and very young looking. And it's difficult because you do recognize that somebody looks a lot younger than their chronological age. But at the same time, and what I said to her as well is, there's a whole bunch of things that you have to take on when you do an age difference of that great an age difference. For one thing, you're dealing with a totally different stage. So you've raised a family, you've launched them, you're an empty nester or past the empty nest stage even. You've probably been alone for close to 15 years. Do you want to go back to a stage with somebody who's still got 14 or 15-year-olds, who's raising kids, who has to launch them, you know, how they are at that age, they're wrecking your car, they're moving back into the basement, they're dropping out of school. So you're entering back into that stage of life, which is a tough, sort of a tough stage of life. You're also trading away your power in a relationship when you do a big age differential. Youth is power just the same way money is power in a relationship. So you have to be very careful of that. How much power do you want in that relationship? The other thing is, he's going to have all these friends that are 20 years younger than you. How are you going to feel at a party when you're 60 and you're with all these 40-year-olds? Maybe you'll feel great about it and you'll be totally comfortable with that. Or maybe you'll feel like you're the chaperone. So you have to think about that. So sometimes you have to be careful of what you wish for. And it's funny because she had never really considered any of that. She'd lost her husband, and she thought, you know, I see on the movies and in these TV shows all these people having these big age differences in relationships. But in real life, having done this for 30 years, I know who people end up settling with, and they end up settling with somebody their own age. And the Golden Bachelor show is a classic example of that. There's a guy that's 73 that's marrying somebody 71, and he had 60-year-olds to choose from. He ended up being with somebody who he feels comfortable with in his own age group. So it's something to think about when you're dating. And certainly Ellen, she modified the age group she was looking for after we had that conversation.
Well, you are a coach. It isn't just about putting two names together from a list and hoping they get along. And you have a success rate. So if someone is ready to meet someone new and they want to find somebody that they have things in common with and that they can enjoy things going forward for 2024, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office at 416-777-6302. You can also book an appointment right online on our website at mistyriverintros.com, and there's a wealth of information on our website. You can also, if you're calling from outside the city, we have people all over Ontario, you can use our 1-800 number. It's on there as well. So the first thing to do is book a free consultation. It won't obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information on how the service works and what you could expect if you were to become a member.
Well, thanks for sharing that story. I hope Ellen is listening and that she enjoys the future with a man who is her contemporary or her soulmate. And a phone number for Misty River, if you're interested in having a conversation with our Cupid, Linda Miller, 416-777-6302. Thanks, Linda, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown. I'm so excited. It's a new year, and I'm hoping that you have great information that's pushing us in a positive direction.
Absolutely, Marilyn. And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about self-care, about getting unstuck, about moving forward. And I wanted to end off the year by giving you some quotes that underline the importance of self-care that others have said, because I think they're really interesting. The first one was from William Shakespeare. And what he said is, our bodies are our gardens, to which our wills are the gardeners. And I love that because I think it really speaks to the fact that we are in control and we can be in control, which is so important. Oscar Wilde said, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. And that's important. Sometimes we're so critical of ourselves. We really want to be loved and be loving towards ourselves. Something a little more current, Anne Lamott said, almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. Now, I just think that's great because we will reboot our computers, but we don't always reboot ourselves. And I think that's so important. And finally, Maya Angelou, the poet, said, as you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others. You know, we're not good at helping others if we're not strong and feeling good about ourselves. So I think it's really important to think about that. We want to help ourselves so that we are there and able to help others. So I thought that those were all interesting, nice ways to think about ourselves, being good to ourselves. And the one I liked the best was the idea of unplugging for a little while, rebooting, and get back on track.
Well, we talked about that last week when we were going to get unstuck. So you're taking us on a path. And basically, it's important that we take charge of our health. And your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, offers useful advice in clear language. And it helps make sense of medical advice. So I recommend anyone who wants a GPS to ask their local bookstore for The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown, or look on Amazon, or check out drvivianbrown.com. And if you want to order a signed copy, feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, I always love the segments you do because you point us in a direction that makes us feel hopeful and yet is a guide to good health. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Marilyn, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
And a happy, healthy new year to you.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
If 2024 is the year you resolve to sell your home and move, know From a Woman's Perspective has realtor Sharon Parenteau on our team. She shares her experience and knowledge and helps us avoid stress and pulls everything together with her smart realty solutions. And she's here now. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. I love what you've shared so far about setting resolutions for the new year. At Smart Realty Solutions, we're a big supporter of SMART goals. Have you ever heard of SMART goals before? It's an acronym for goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. If you have an intention to declutter your home this year, it's not helpful to say, someday I hope to get this house decluttered. You're far more likely to succeed if you drill down to the specific details about your goal, such as to say, instead, by the end of March, I will have reduced the number of books I own by 30%. Or, by spring, the basement will be sorted and purged. Assign yourself a due date and the tendency to procrastinate is reduced. Even better, set a schedule for short 25-minute decluttering sessions two or three times a week to move you toward your goal. From that strong starting point of a specific goal with a specific timeline, you can create the steps and strategies to achieve your resolution. You can gather your supplies, research your donation options, and determine if you'll need outside help to complete your tasks. If you're feeling completely overwhelmed and not sure where to start your decluttering efforts, may I suggest that you sign up for our 30-Day Decluttering Challenge. This is an email campaign that will send you a specific task each day that can be completed within about half an hour. There's a tracker sheet to help keep you motivated, and it's something that you can share easily with a friend or family member to aid in accountability. Of course, like everything at Smart Realty Solutions, it's completely free of charge or obligation. All you have to do is visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, and sign up. Starting now will guarantee that at least one of your New Year's resolutions is off to a great start. If you need further incentive, as a Toronto area realtor, I can tell you that decluttering your home prior to sale is the number one most valuable thing you can do to increase property value. Decluttered homes sell more quickly and for a higher sale price than properties that are presented as is. While you're at our website signing up, check out our other resources designed to help homeowners, especially downsizers, prepare for the journey ahead. You'll also see a list of upcoming Wednesday webinars that you can sign up for as well.
Sharon, you do everything. You help us declutter and prepare our homes so we get more money for our homes. Do you also give us estimates of what we can get for our homes, or do we do all the work and then call you?
Either way, sometimes my clients say to me, give me a before and an after. If I was to sell right now as is, what am I going to expect in a sale price? And then if I was to put a bit of money into my home, what do you think I could achieve? So I'm always looking for a both and to help my clients.
So basically what I understand, having listened to you these past weeks, is that you do everything from A to Z to help a client maximize the dollars they're going to get. And it even means that you'll do free decluttering advice and downsizing and other advice so that people can maximize the money they put in their pocket. And I thank you for that. I'm so glad that you're on the From a Woman's Perspectives team. I realize that you offered the 30-day decluttering challenge from your website, smartsrealtysolution.com. But if someone wants to talk to you about maybe anticipating selling their house and get some solid advice with a conversation, how do we reach you?
I would say that directly by telephone is the best. I'm available anytime at 416-460-5636.
So if you're thinking about selling and you're kind of wondering, what should I do next? The next thing to do is to take down this number and have a no obligation call with Realtor Sharon Parenteau of Smart Realty Solutions. Her number, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. Baby steps, getting solid information, having someone you're accountable to, all will help you get to the big goal. And if that big goal is to sell your home and downsize, then definitely give Sharon a call. The number again, 416-460-5636. Sharon, thank you very much. And I look forward to a 2024 full of good information and happy stories.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Me too.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. No matter how we decide to ring in the new year, it's always uplifting to dress for an occasion. The key is to dress appropriately for the how, when, and where of New Year's Eve. At its simplest, consider wearing something that makes you feel special and lifts your spirits. Sometimes, a bit of bling adds sparkle to a simple top and lightens up an outfit and our perspective. Dressing well, to look good, makes us feel better. So let's resolve to step into 2024 dressed so we look our best. Perhaps we can add a little sparkle. Definitely, we can think good, loving thoughts, smile, and at the very least, keep a twinkle in our eyes. We can make 2024 our best year yet. We certainly can do our best to be our best in how we look and feel and do. Happy New Year to everyone. And before I go, I'll invite you to call me with any image or wardrobe questions, and I'd love you to share your experiences and your happy stories so we can talk about them here. I will gladly be your wardrobe doctor. All you have to do is call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'd love to get your calls and talk to you and learn from you and share information. My number again, 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll chat with Christine, the health coach, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and more. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, looking forward to the future, we should understand accessibility and what the possibilities are. To address that, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and I'm sure he'll educate us today and going forward into 2024. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. First off, I want to wish all the listeners a very happy and healthy new year. Now, as we step into 2024, it's the perfect time to embark on a journey of transformation and rejuvenation. Why not make your New Year's resolution something truly special this time? How about giving your home a fresh, vibrant makeover? And where better to start than with a bathroom renovation? It's a space that should be both functional and aesthetically pleasing so you can relax and enjoy it. Now, I know some of you might be thinking renovations can be overwhelming, but I'm telling you not to fear. Greater Toronto Accessibility makes your experience a memorable one instead of those horror stories you always hear about. We take great pride and care in our work, and it all starts with the prep work before we even start the renovation. We make sure your floors are covered with higher than normal quality floor coverings that are waterproof and slip resistant so we don't damage your floors throughout the project. We also use plastic for your valuables so they don't get dusty, and we clean up after ourselves daily to keep a neat and tidy job site. Now, back to talking bathroom renovation. We'd love the opportunity to turn your outdated shower into a spa-like experience. Imagine the satisfaction of stepping into a bathroom designed just for you, with colors that resonate with your spirit and decor that mirrors your personality. Whether it's a sleek, contemporary look or a classic, timeless feel you're after, a bathroom renovation is your canvas to create. So why wait? You make 2024 the year you redefine your living space. And remember, it's not just about aesthetics. It's about practicality and functionality as well. We will help you along the way to redesign your space or simply update your space with the current layout you have now. Here's to a year of exciting transformation, starting with your home. Happy renovating, and may 2024 be your most stylish and comfortable year yet.
Well, Daniel, you do renovate homes, but you do it with the understanding of accessibility and making something work forever, not just for a year or two, but for as long as someone wants to stay in their home. Renovations don't need to be a nightmare. You just have to deal with the right people. And Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility and his team can walk you through the process. Tell us about your total home safety check, Daniel.
For sure. So I think that's the best way for you to get started. It's a comprehensive assessment that allows you to get a roadmap for your future. We can check each room in the house that you want to renovate and come up with solutions and designs. It comes with a full written report with photos and estimates on what the renovation will cost, so you have an idea of what it takes. You keep the written report, and you can implement the renovations whenever you see fit. There's no pressure from us. Like I said, this is more of a roadmap for your future, so you know all the possibilities so you can stay safe in your forever home for as long as you wish.
So how much does this total home safety check cost? It sounds like it's complicated. A written report, cost, time. How much does it cost, Daniel?
Yeah, I know it sounds kind of scary, but it's only $89.95, and it's great value because I know a lot of other people out there can charge hundreds of dollars just for a bathroom design, and we're here to help. You know, we want to make sure that you can stay safe in your home for as long as possible. And that's our specialty. Been doing it for the past 12 years. So it's a great price for what you're going to be getting.
And we've been talking about bathroom renovations and accessibility, but basically you do everything. I remember you sharing happy stories for people who couldn't get out to their backyard, and you made it possible for them to leave their home through their backyard and enjoy nature just by the accessibility changes that you made. So if someone wants to talk to you about accessibility, making a renovation of any part of their home and making it a forever home, how do we reach you?
Yeah, so you can call me directly on my cell at
647-206-6409. 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, accessibility expert, Greater Toronto Accessibility. And it's the cusp of a new year, so Daniel, how about a show special?
For sure. So I want everybody to have this total home safety check who's interested in it. So for anybody that calls through the next week, I'll be giving away the total home safety check for free.
So a bargain at $89.95, a roadmap of anything you could do to make your home beautiful and accessible, and no charge. All you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin at 647-206-6409. That's a great show special, Daniel. Thanks for being on my team, and thanks for offering us such good value.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
And I forgot to say that you give us such good advice, and I look forward to learning more from you in 2024. All the best. Have a healthy, happy, and fruitful new year.
Thank you. Same to you, Marilyn, and all the listeners.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Benefits of strength training. If you could do one thing to improve your health, strength training should be at the top of your list. It involves using one or more muscle groups to perform a specific task, such as lifting a weight or squatting. Due to the growing body of evidence supporting and many benefits, strength training has become a fundamental part of most exercise programs. If you've ever considered strength training, you may wonder how it will benefit your life. Here are some benefits of strength training backed by science. Makes you stronger, burns calories efficiently, decreases abdominal fat, can help you appear leaner, decreases your risk of falls, lowers your risk of injury, improves heart health, helps manage your blood sugar levels, promotes greater mobility and flexibility, makes your bones stronger, and improves your brain health. So if you would like to get started on a strength training program for your New Year's resolution, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
In just a couple of days, it'll be a new year. Time for a new regimen? Want to find out what's best for you? Call Christine the Health Coach and have a conversation. 416-809-4084. That's Christine the Health Coach. 416-809-4084. And she's my health coach. I can definitely say that she's helped me over the years. Bye, Christine, and have a happy new year. Next time we speak, it'll be 2024.
Happy New Year to you too and all the listeners.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and she'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. I can't believe that tomorrow is New Year's Eve already. Where does the time go? Happy New Year to all of you. Some of you made moves this year, whether to downsize to enhance your livable space or to transition to smaller space, and some of you aren't quite sure you're ready to get started. That's okay, but my tip this week is to not leave everything up to chance. It's a lot easier to make good decisions when you're not forced to make them because of an illness, a fall, or circumstances beyond your control. By listening this morning, you've already indicated you want to be proactive and prepared. Take that step and reach out for a complimentary consultation in 2024. You won't be sorry, and you'll be beginning the new year with the start of a plan to ensure that your next downsizing project and or move is seamless.
Great advice. Plan for the new year. Be proactive. Take charge of your life. And if that involves decluttering, downsizing, or moving, then give Lori Bell a call. The number 416-697-8106. That's 416-697-8106. Happy New Year, Lori, and a happy, healthy one. And thanks for keeping us smiling.
Aw, happy New Year to you too, Marilyn, and to everyone listening. Have a great, great 2024.
And you too. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
The clock is ticking. The new year is now just about 2,200 minutes away. Time enough for each of us to reflect on what we wish to do to become a better person in 2024. Not everything we resolve will materialize as we wish, but our small steps and even our missteps can contribute to taking us forward in our life. We can learn from our yesterdays and take counsel from our friends, family, and experts and make a solid effort to stick to our resolutions and make our goals a reality. Let's not bite off more than we can chew. Let's keep it simple. Let's focus on loving ourselves and others and doing what we can to make 2024 a very great year. It can be our time to look within, to get acquainted with our deepest hopes and desires, and say yes to the opportunity of making resolutions daily that will add up to our having achieved our main goals. Let's keep a positive outlook, and rather than gripe and complain, let's embrace what makes us smile and gives us hope. It's important to remember we're not required to get a perfect score. We can celebrate our victories, both small and large, and when we stumble and lose our way, we can pick up, learn from whatever disrupted us from our path, and continue on. Each day, actually each moment of each day in 2024, offers us an opportunity to grow and to do well. Author Craig D. Lowbrow wrote, "The priceless lesson in the new year is that endings birth beginnings, and beginnings birth endings, and in this elegantly choreographed dance of life, neither ever find an end in the other." It's a perspective that reinforces the fact that we each are works in progress. So as long as we remain hopeful and make an effort to map our future, set our goals, and most importantly, take steps to live our best, then we'll have made some positive changes by the time we ring in 2025. So anyone listening who is making their New Year's resolutions for 2024, know that change and growth are possible. As time flies, we each can be the pilot of our life and move ourselves towards the destinations that make us better people and make our hearts sing. The From a Woman's Perspective team, myself included, are here for you. Our contact information is listed on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just look under On Radio Sponsor Expert List. Each of the members of the team will gladly coach and guide anyone who reaches out to us for help, and we'll gladly help you move to make your New Year's resolutions successful achievements and happy stories in 2024. It's almost 9 o'clock, so time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. Thank you to Duncan, Ian, Kelly, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for being with us this hour. Please plan to join us again next Saturday. It'll be January 6th at 8 a.m. and we'll start 2024 together and speak from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. We wish you a healthy, happy, and fulfilling new year. Remember, this year is an opportunity to start again, to make our new year resolutions and do our best to keep them. Keep trying. You won't have any regrets. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.